This is Ozarks at Large. Tonight, for free, you can see and hear a young artist earning heartfelt endorsements from musicians like Yo-Yo Ma, Mark O'Connor, and Daryl Anger. Those musicians should know about him because they've played with Mike Block. Block is a cellist, but that barely begins to tell the story. Tonight's performance in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall will feature classical music, but also folk, Mike's own compositions, and Mike's singing. Yo-Yo Ma has said of Mike Block that he is the ideal musician of the 21st century. He's been in Northwest Arkansas the past couple of days, working with students at local middle schools and high schools, and yesterday he came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio with his cello. He was accompanied by two of our favorite cellists, Dr. Stephen Gates from the University of Arkansas and Amy Goodnow from Bentonville. I asked Mike Block about the company he's been keeping lately, some of the top musicians in the world.
Yeah, I've gotten to play with some really great musicians, and I think a lot of opportunities I've gotten have been because, as a cello player, I've really tried to expand the types of musical genres I play, really try and be as versatile as possible, and learning how to improvise and do a lot of, you know, composition and even singing and things that that I actually didn't learn while in school, you know, and so I've sort of been able to fulfill roles in unique groups that are doing new things, often with some really amazing musicians, which has been really great for me. And luckily, there's been little competition in the non-classical cello world, you know, to so that I've been offered a lot of these opportunities. Yeah.
You say, you know, you didn't learn composition, you didn't learn to sing in school. So when did you start, and where do you, you know, get better at that sort of thing?
Yeah, I did study at the Cleveland Institute of Music and the Juilliard School of Music, and I got 2 degrees in classical cello performance. But you know, the way university music schools are structured, you know, you learn, you know, very strictly within the classical tradition. And so when I started to realize that I wanted to do other things, I kind of had to do it on my own and sort of, you know, search out musicians also doing weird things and try and learn from them. And then I started getting cued into the whole educational scene with the summer camps, you know, that are focused specifically on non-classical string playing. And so when I first started going to those, you know, my whole worldview was shattered. And, you know, I had just graduated, you know, from a really good college. And then I went to a fiddle camp and suddenly felt like I was surrounded by some of the most talented people I'd ever heard. But they weren't playing any music that I was playing. And so I instantly, you know, felt the need to really pursue a lot of these styles and figure out what was really going on, because there were some amazing musicians already doing great stuff. So definitely through the fiddle camp scenes, the folk camp scenes, and you know, that's how I met Daryl Anger, and that's one of the first things Mark O'Connor had me do was teach at his camp. And
is that his summer string camp?
He has a summer string camp. He has 2, one in New York and one in Tennessee. There's also some other great camps run by Alistair Fraser in California. And actually this year I actually directed my own camp, which was surprisingly enough called the Mike Block String Camp. And that was in Vero Beach, Florida. And Daryl Anger taught at that, as well as some other really great musicians. And it's just been a great experience to get into that whole world.
Daryl Anger was in Fayetteville maybe a year and a half ago. He was here with Anonymous 4
on
their tour.
Right.
An amazing musician.
Yes. Yes. He's, for those of you who don't know, he is a violin player, but he was the original member of the Turtle Island String Quartet, which kind of brought the string quartet into the jazz realm. And he also has very strong bluegrass roots, and he writes music, and he's pretty much a legend in the non-classical string world. So yeah, I can imagine. I've actually seen his show with the Anonymous 4 years ago, so I know they do some beautiful stuff together.
Really transcendent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gorgeous. Let me ask you about singing, because is singing something you did growing up? I mean, just for a lark, you know, in the shower or...
No, I think singing for me was actually a conscious endeavor to learn how to do it. It was never something I always did, and it was really just a thing that I wanted to learn, you know, so that I could express myself as a cello player, again, you know, coming from the classical tradition, you pretty much always need other people to play music with, whether it's a sonata or an orchestra or a quartet. And I was really wanting to figure out how I could do something complete, something musically complete, all by myself. And the voice was a really obviously effective tool in order to sort of complete a solo picture and really like compose for myself and have it fully realized, you know, without needing other people. And so that'll be some of the stuff I'm doing in the concert tomorrow night. I'll be doing a lot of instrumental stuff, but also also a number of songs, original songs. I think I'm also working up a Beatles cover, but the show itself will really try and connect a lot of different genres through the lens of the cello and do a lot of things that aren't traditionally done on the cello. And also, you know, I'll also play some, you know, Bach and some other more standard solo music to sort of really help connect all of those different styles.
Stephen and Amy, I want to bring you into this conversation. This is the sort of artist, I think, that a college loves to have. Someone who defies expectations, has played with some of the world's best players, and, I mean, he's going to be on stage here for all of us to see.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting for a variety of reasons, one of the largest of which is that Mike brings a whole lot of stuff that, for example, as a cellist, that I don't do. And so for my students, because they're not going, you know, they're going to go into a much more multifaceted world than I did. And so to have someone here who can let them really, really vastly broaden a perspective, you know, some of them have an interest in what Mike's doing, but I don't think, certainly around me, none of them have done it. And so it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I have to give Amy a whole lot of credit here, because it was Amy who really put this all together. I and the university are largely just the beneficiaries of a lot of work on her part.
Amy, when did Mike hit your radar screen?
I went to Mark O'Connor's San Diego camp and took some cello classes with Mike, and I thought, man, I've been missing this my whole life. I mean, I've played cello for, I want to say, 30 years, and you know, I was just in awe at the things he can do, and have been practicing ever since, and bringing different music to my lessons with Dr. Gates, and exposing my children and my cello students, and just thought it'd be the perfect opportunity not only for him to come and share with all my friends, but also with, you know, the orchestra students in the area, and my private students, and my friends, and you know. Just this, I don't know, just a gift of joy of music.
When you set out to sing, did you consciously or subconsciously hear other vocalists and think, maybe I'll do it something like that? Or did you try to go the other way? And
It's been an interesting journey for me, because I actually feel my vocal, you know, abilities is far different than my cellistic ability. You know, I spent thousands of dollars to learn how to play the cello, and I've spent most of my life learning it. And you know, with the cello, I kind of part of what excites me as a musician is being able to play any type of music and really trying to understand music that I didn't grow up with, and really try and really get inside it and participate in it in a meaningful way. But vocally, I think I stem a little more from the singer-songwriter tradition, in that it's actually a much more personal, directly personal thing, and I can by no means sing every genre in a way like I can with the cello. So it's, for me, it's an interesting thing to combine, you know, what could be a very versatile, you know, skill at the instrument with a much more specific vocal ability, is, I think, yeah, I don't, I think it's interesting.
Now, when I was looking at your website, and then when you brought in your case, I love this case. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's a lot of stickers on that.
Yeah,
case.
Yeah, I love that. I, you know, lots of times guitars from rock bands will come in, and they'll have that. I love that sort of attitude, that I've been here and I want to remember that.
Yeah, you know, that's actually one of my newer cases. I have an older case that's completely covered in stickers.
Well, and inside that case, of course, is the cello. Do you mind telling
that is
us a little
true.
Bit
I'd
about
love
it?
To play something.
All right.
Now that I got the cello somewhat tuned, the piece that I wanted to play here at this station was something maybe it's a through composed piece of mine, and it might cater to the classical listeners. And in the show tomorrow night, I'll be playing some fiddle tunes, some Arabic, and some songs, and all that kind of stuff. But this piece, although it's technically a composition, it's still kind of utilizes a lot of non-classical techniques. And in fact, maybe one of the things that I can work with Dr. Gates' students at the university is that this piece is going to be all pizzicato, which is actually a slightly underdeveloped technique in the classical style. So this piece is called The Blue Danube in Budapest. Thank you.
Well, that's nothing short of gorgeous. That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's no part of the cello you didn't touch during that performance.
I didn't touch the end pin.
Oh, okay. That is beautiful. And then you'll also be doing some teaching while you're here.
Yeah, I've already went to one of the middle schools today. I'm going to go back there tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to get some of the middle school students, the eighth grade, to come play with me in the concert. I've been teaching them a tune, actually a Jewish tune by ear today. And tomorrow I'm going to work with them on some improvisation. And so hopefully we'll combine the two tomorrow. And then I'll see the high schoolers and the college students tomorrow. Yeah.
Mike, thanks so much for coming to Northwest Arkansas. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mike Block, visiting cellist in the Furman Garner Performance Studio yesterday. He'll perform tonight in the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus, beginning at 7:30. There is no admission charge. Also in that interview, you heard the voices of Dr. Stephen Gates from the University of Arkansas and Amy Goodnow. If there is a musician, band, or singer you think we should invite to the Furman Garner Performance Studio, please let us know. You can email us by going to the OzarksAtLarge.com webpage. And special thanks to Tyrell Dennison for his continued help in producing segments and taking care of our webpage.